Welcome to the Better Foods Health Show, and I have with me today Dr. Jay Apte. And today we're going to be talking about fruits and vegetables. There's a lot of confusion about vegetables and which vegetables are alkaline, acidic, high glycemic, low glycemic, and the same thing with vegetables because vegetables do create carbs, carbs do convert to sugar. So we're going to be focusing on explaining those different modalities in terms of which ones are more acidic, alkaline, and we're also going to be talking a lot about the glycemic index today. So welcome, Dr. J.
Thank you.
So the first question I have for you is, because this is the one I do want to start with and then put it out of the way, and then we can start focusing more on the fruits and vegetables. We had talked in one of the previous episodes a little bit about juicing, and since it is a huge wave right now, I'd love for you to talk about, because I actually just posted this piece on our pages that actually show the difference between juicing and blending. And blending, you're putting the whole fruit, which, by the way, has fiber, and we'll get into that. And when you're juicing, you're extracting all that. And we also talked about that juicing is good as a cleanse, but people aren't as crazy of doing it all the time. So can we address juicing first, and then we'll get into more of the specific vegetables and fruits?
Okay. So, Carly, I always believe more in eating a whole fruit. And also not juicing or blending or anything, because imagine if you have a fruit juice in your hand and if you just gulp it, it's going to go past your mouth and in your system within like few seconds, right? But when you are eating a whole fruit, you are chewing it longer and your digestion always starts in the mouth. So it just gently, your body is taking time to digest that food, chew that food, digestive enzymes mixing with it. So all these good chemicals in the food or all the sugars in the fruits and all rise your blood sugar very gently. So it's not a good idea constantly to drink juices or blending the food. It is always good idea to eat a fruit as a whole by chewing it. We have completely these days forgotten about chewing the food because we even chew it 2-3 times and we just swallow the food and it's gone in the system. But we have to always take time. And do you know all the juicing and things has started very recently, and now we also see the connection between all these powerful blenders come in the market and everybody talking about juicing and all that. But that is more related to the commercial. I believe that is more related to the buying the blenders and drinking the juices. So we talk very highly about fruit juices. But to me, it's really eating a whole fruit is more healthy way to consume all those fruits.
So two things that you said I think are very important to refocus on. And one is, I don't realize, is that when we drink just straight juice, it has a higher glycemic index because it's pure sugar, if you will. It's still natural sugar, however, it's still sugar. And then we'll get into what fruits and vegetables have a higher glycemic index, which does rise your blood sugar quite rapidly. So I do want to reemphasize that. And I think we as a culture need to be retaught and re-educated that our digestion starts in our mouth. So when we're drinking while we're eating, we're diluting those digestive enzymes. And I've now, I think it's been about 10 years, do not drink when I eat. I'll drink before or after, never when I'm eating. Obviously, unless I'm choking, I always have water in case. However, I will always drink before or after because I realize that digestion does start in the mouth and we do dilute it when we add the fluids. So let's get back to, and I understand it is a craze and it is crazy. And as you were saying many times, that people need to remember, for example, I'll give you a great one that I just was with my brother last night. He made a baked potato and he left the skin. And I'm like, why are you leaving the skin? And I want it being the skin and he ate the inside. It's the same thing with a piece of fruit. The fruit, the outside has nutrients. The skins have nutrients. The whole fruit or vegetable has a lot more nutrients and fiber than if we strip the skin away.
Exactly, that we make always a mistake that we peel the fruit or peel the vegetable. I was going to mention to you that most of the fruit peel or the skin of the vegetables has a lot of phytochemicals which are good for our body. They have healing properties. They have so many chemicals which prevent us from getting different kinds of cancers. And second thing also, think about this, why does a fruit or a vegetable has a skin on, so it can protect all the nutrients within, right? When you have a whole apple, you can keep it in your fruit basket for like 2-3 days, but when you bite, take a bite in that apple, then apple starts going bad, right? So that having the skin on the fruit is very important. The same way that for skin of the fruit or the vegetable is going to improve our skin. We all women are so crazy about maintaining this radiance and beautiful skin that we should start eating the whole fruit, including the skin. I know sometimes like banana peel or watermelon, hard shell, we are not going to eat that. But especially even the lemon peel or orange peel, just a small tiny piece of that peel is very, very healing for the body. And Ayurvedically, especially when we have a lot of these problems with diarrhea and excessive bleeding and all, it stops that excessive flow from the body. It gives good tone to the muscles. It strengthens and makes our skin very radiant. And that's why eating the fruit or the vegetable with the skin on is very, very important.
So now we address one big piece, because we're talking about eat the skin, eat the skin. If you plan the skins of the fruits and vegetables, please buy non-GMO organic produce.
If you're that's what my next point was going to be. If you want to eat the skin, you don't want all these commercially, these conventionally produced fruit and vegetables, because which has lot of cancer carcinogenic chemicals on it. So you have to thoroughly wash all those fruits and vegetables, and you have to buy organic. Because then organic does not have all these harmful chemicals on it, but still you have to wash it, because there may be some dirt or dust or anything in the fruit. A lot of people might have touched it, you don't know. So it is always a good idea to wash, or maybe even soak those fruits in water for some time, wash it, and then start eating it with the skin.
One thing I found that's a great fruit rinse and sanitizer, if you will, take antibacterial way, is grapefruit seed extract drops. If you just get a bin of water, and I tell people, you know those bins, we always use these plastic bins to soak things. Don't use plastic bins. It absorbs in the crevices bacteria. So get a bowl. If it's a fruit, get a bowl, fill it with hopefully non-chlorinated water, and put a few drops of the grapefruit seed extract oil in it, and it'll literally... They do this in foreign cultures, where people, Americans or traveling to other cultures, and other people from all over will put grapefruit seed extract in their water to help kill the bacteria. So it's the same thing. Take the fruit, put some grapefruit seed extract in there. And there are some wonderful fruit washes out there, by the way, that do include grapefruit seed extract. So I kind of go one step beyond the water, because unfortunately, unless you've got a very, very expensive water filtration system where it's not just filtering out water, and it's, you know, it's alkaline and this and that and the other. So I will take the extra step to try and soak things ahead of time, or quickly wash with the grapeseed fruit oil.
Yeah. Even in Ayurveda, we have one fruit, natural fruit. It's called, the name is Ritha, R-I-T-H-A. And it has like a soapy kind of solution to that. So we use a lot of powder of that Ritha to wash our fruits and vegetables. That could be something very natural fruit and vegetable cleaner.
And we will make sure to include that in the blog, because you said that so fast. And, of course, these names of these Indian spices are like, ooh, and I'm like, what? So one of the beautiful things is Dr. J is amazing out for me is she puts together a like a doc for me that I can cut and paste these words. And I know a lot about Ayurveda, but I don't know how to pronounce the words. Always. So that's wonderful. So now that we've gotten into what produce to eat, and I also encourage people to look at the Dirty Dozen list, because that focuses on the ones that, so if you don't want to pay for organic, don't have the money for organic, there is, if you Google the Dirty Dozen, and it'll tell you which fruits are and vegetables are more highly pesticides, because they're either grown close to the ground or from different cultures. So I encourage you to look at that as well. That's another resource for you to look at.
Okay. Now, so now, I want to... really, I want to start with talking a little bit about fruits and vegetables as a whole. When we talk about healthy meals or healthy foods, there are two parts. We always talk about macronutrient and micronutrient. So macronutrient, as I said before, is all the fat, protein and carbs. And the name macronutrient, because we need larger amount of all those foods for our body to build new tissues. And the micronutrient, which we need in less amount, and those are mainly the minerals and vitamins and all these phytochemicals, which helps us to fight against all these diseases, especially cancers and chronic diseases. So vegetables and fruit are more micronutrient, not macronutrient. So a lot of people these days think, okay, I want to lose weight, I'm just going to eat vegetables and fruit and all. But it doesn't work that way, because they are not getting enough macronutrient. And that's why we have to incorporate all these fruit and vegetables with our meal, but some amount of complex carb, like all the whole grains and all we talked about, good amount of fat like oils and ghee and all, and also some protein. It could be vegetable, it could be grain, it could be lentils and legumes, or it could be chicken or fish or animal protein. So it has to be the right combination of all those things. But when we incorporate vegetables with our meal, then you get the enough quantity of that, and your body naturally gets all these vitamins and minerals, because those are very essential too for our body's functioning well, producing all the enzymes in the body and all. We need all those vitamins and minerals. But sometimes people just go overboard and they start taking, okay, I want to take vitamin E, A and B and C, and they just end up taking so many multivitamins. Instead of just popping pills in your mouth, I would like people to incorporate all the fruits and vegetables in their meal so they can get them in the natural source.
So the one thing I do want to bring up right now, because you mentioned making sure that we, you know, eat a balanced meal. I also just want to address, we've mentioned it before, is we're talking about carbs and vegetables. I understand that completely. A lot of people mix fruit with their food, and I personally don't, because I know fruit takes a much faster time to digest. So can you, a lot of people don't think I'm nuts. I'm like, no. Literally eat your fruit, and then 2 hours later have your meal. So can you just touch, since we're talking about fruits and vegetables, can you touch upon why it's important to eat fruit separately, not mix them with the vegetables and the carbs and the etc.
Yeah. So for mainly fruits are sweet in nature. They have all these natural sugars and they don't need so much of your digestive enzymes to digest all that. So body just kind of absorb or take in the sugars naturally. But when we are eating all other foods like complex carb and protein and fat and all, they need to be digested well in the body, and it takes time. So instead of combining those together, we should eat a fruit as a snack. And the best Ayurvedic way of eating meals is light breakfast, good lunch and light dinner. And in between, like mid-morning around 10 o'clock, you can eat a whole one fruit. Around 3 to 4 o'clock between your lunch and dinner, you can again eat a fruit. At night, suppose you eat your dinner at 6, 6:30, and around 10 o'clock if you feel hungry, you can eat a fruit. But clear, as much as possible, don't combine fruit with your meal.
That's just such an important piece, because a lot of people don't understand. They're just like, oh, I want to have my fruit on top of my ice cream and all this other stuff, and I'm like, it's not really going to digest that well, and it's going to, you know, cause digestive problems. So thank you for addressing that. Yeah. So now let's get into some of the actual fruits and vegetables, and which ones are higher glycemic, lower glycemic, and what vital nutrients they have.
And I want to mention one thing. When I talk to people about vegetables, few people say, I eat potato chips, I eat tomato sauce. That is my source of vegetable. Which is not true at all. But let me tell you, Carly, one thing, that
we have to have some humor. So that was beautiful. Thank you.
So see what happens. Vegetables by themselves do not have a great taste. They are not sweet like fruits. sometimes they are kind of very bitter, and they are like some of the like garlic and ginger and all, they are very hot and they have pungent taste and all that. But that's where the Ayurveda comes in picture. When you want to eat vegetables, when your kids want to, you want your kids to eat those vegetables, they have to taste it, they have to be tasty, they have to be delicious. So you incorporate all the six tastes in the food, so the food becomes very delicious, it becomes balanced, and with all the spices you get their healing properties and medicinal properties. Your food becomes your medicine. You know, when we want to add the condiment in our vegetable, we just sprinkle a lot of salt, and we know salt is essential for the body, but too much salt is bad for the body. It retains water, it makes you gain more weight, your blood pressure rises, so many health problems with excessive salt. So instead of just sprinkling a lot of salt or adding a lot of cheese or cream in your vegetables and all, you have to add all these six tastes. And let me mention those tastes again. There should be a little bit of sour, a little bit lemon juice or some tomato. You can sprinkle just a little tiny zip of salt in it. You can chop a jalapeno or one clove of garlic or a small piece of ginger and add a chili powder, add in that. You can add cumin seed powder, coriander seed powder, oregano, basil, whatever you want to. So make a mixture, make a combination of all these six tastes. And then what happens, the food becomes tasty, it is very low in calorie, and it is very healing. So that's the secret, because people just eat vegetables. Nobody just like to chew those beans which don't have taste. But when you are adding all this taste in it, you will be surprised that your kids will live only on vegetables. I can tell you that.
I love vegetables. I literally crave them. It's crazy. I'll have them for breakfast. I have them all the time.
Maybe Carly, can we have a cooking class on our show?
Yes, I can't wait to do that. As a matter of fact, I'm planning on coming out to see you guys again sometime in June. Fred's coming out. So when we come back out, let's do that. We'll have Fred film it, and we'll do a cooking show.
Okay.
Absolutely. One of the things, I've got so many things to tell you. We'll talk about after the show. But anyways, one of the things I love to do personally is, because we were talking about another episode, a play on words called Giddy for Ghee. I use both ghee and coconut oil. So I'll, in one meal I'll use ghee, another meal I'll use coconut oil. And people don't realize, when you saute, now here's the other thing I just want to bring up really quickly too. Personally, and I know from a nutritional point of view, we tend to overcook vegetables because, like you said, we don't want to chew. However, when you do, you lose a lot of nutrients. Same thing with boiling. And even steaming has been all the rage. Steaming isn't really all that healthy either, because you're really releasing, you're taking away so many nutrients. So if you chop things like Brussels sprouts or asparagus, yes, they tend to be stackier pepper, but if you slice them, just dice them really finely, you can stir-fry them with a little olive oil or ghee in 5 minutes, literally. Nothing
exactly,
has to be
exactly.
arduous, difficult. We make it difficult because we have all these, I don't know, we just haven't been educated in how to make fun. I'll do a whole meal in under 10 minutes with a big stir fry with grains.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah.
It doesn't have to be complicated. I'm a big proponent for stir fries. I'll do a stir fry for breakfast. I'll take spinach, asparagus, or whatever vegetables I want, and I'll actually whip up the eggs in the stir, like just make a stir fry with eggs. And I'm getting some eggs, I'm getting some protein from the eggs, I'm having lots of vegetables. And my favorite spices are turmeric, because it has a little bit of a bite, not too much cumin. I love cumin. Yeah. I love ginger. And the other thing too, someone doesn't want to take the time to take a ginger root, chop it up. You can buy organic, non-irrigated spices. I use dried ginger.
Yes.
Every single
and
month.
I want to throw in one more very, very important point when we talk about fruits and vegetables. Let me just tell you, there are four seasons. The weather pattern is very different. During springtime, it rains a lot or snows a lot. During summertime, the weather is very hot. Then we transition to fall and early winter, the weather becomes very cold and all. And if you see, Carly, all these fruits and vegetables and even plants and trees, they come to help us to create the balance in our body. For example, when we talk about fruits, but watermelon, cantaloupe, honeydew melon, all those fruits are very cooling fruits. And when do they grow? During summertime. and our body becomes very hot because of the hot weather. And here the Mother Nature is producing all these cooling fruits for you. During summertime, we get a lot of leafy greens. Anything growing against the ground is very light in nature. When we eat leafy greens, it cools down our body. So it is very important to eat those fruits during particular season. But what we do during, even when we are in fall, during our Christmas party, we still keep eating watermelon, we still keep eating cantaloupe and all, which is very wrong, because in the cold season, we should not be eating cooling fruits. In cold season, we should not be eating leafy greens. We should be eating all the seasonal fruits, like in fall and winter, we should be eating like beetroot and carrots and sweet potato and pumpkins and squashes. So anything growing near the ground or in the ground, because those vegetables are grounding and they just comfort us, make our body feel a little warm. So this is a very important point, and nobody talks about it, that to eat very seasonal fruit. What is in the season, you have to eat during that season. And it gives a variety, it gives us so much kind of variety to our life to change every season. Like we change our clothes, we need to change our foods too. And here is Mother Nature telling us, okay, this season, do this. And you don't have to know, okay, what things are good for fall. Go to farmer's market. All those farmers are very, very knowledgeable and educational. And they are selling the same produce which is growing in the right environment. You just have to go there and start eating the seasonal fruit and vegetables. Because in the regular grocery store, what happens? The produce comes from around the world. It comes from Mexico, comes from India, comes from Australia, where the season is very different. But when you are buying locally in the farmer's market, you get exactly what is growing in the season. And the second important point is it has the same effect of the sun and the water and the air in the produce, like we get exposed to the same things.
And it was funny after we had that initial show, because I've been a health nut for, God, over 25 years. And I said to her, you know, I never thought about what she said about eating, you know, because I grew up in Central America, South America, I've been all over. And I've never really thought about, I don't tend to eat foods from, or buy fruits or stuff from other, because there's more pesticides and whatever. But anyways, my point is, what I told her, she was like, I never thought of that. It's so funny when I started sharing that little tidbit with people, how they hadn't thought about it. And I knew about it, but I was just being unconscious about it. So now I'm being a lot more conscious about, you know, eating what's in season versus what is not. Mm-hmm. So what I'd like to do next is, let's just, like, for example, I say a lot of people don't get, let's talk a little bit about vegetables and explain, like, how certain vegetables have a lot more water content and how, because what I find in this culture is people are like, I'm eating all my vegetables, but they tend to only eat the starchy vegetables. Because they'll eat the corn, which is very high glycemic, and there's usually eating you're usually eating corn that's GMO, by the way. Really, it makes your sugar plummet, like, really high. Then this is what they'll tell me. I eat vegetables. I eat corn, green beans, peas, carrots, which is another one that's very high glycemic. And I'm like, well, that's great. I'm glad you're eating vegetables, and I would love for you to start incorporating some of these vegetables. But they don't take, well, they don't taste that good. I'm like, there's a lot. And then I give them ideas about the spices, like you and I are talking about. But I think people are very uneducated that just because it's a vegetable, yes, and we need to incorporate, like I said, balance, so we have not all high glycemic vegetables in one dish, and that we also need vegetables that have high quality water content. So let's talk a little bit about vegetables from that place.
Okay, so generally when you chew any vegetable, you will notice the taste of it. And the taste tells you so much more about it. Like you mentioned about corn and sweet potato and all those, beetroot and all, very sweet in nature. So if somebody wants to gain more weight, if they want to heal, if they want to get the body into balance, they can eat those vegetables. But more vegetables which also has some bitter and astringent taste and all, they are very, very healing to the body. And many of these have phytochemicals like indoles and all, and they literally produce and stimulate enzymes in the body which can fight against many of the cancers. So it is very important to incorporate all those vegetables in our diet, not only sweet tasting vegetables. But as I mentioned to you, when we add all those six taste spices in the food, then food really becomes delicious. But I want to also mention one thing about, we may don't know, they just give children to eat like a big blob of vegetables. But you have to be a little more creative. What you can do when you make a burrito, along with the rice and beans, you add a lot of vegetables like the bell pepper and carrots and onions and all, and make a burrito or kind of enchilada, so kids will be easy to eat. When you are making pasta, add broccoli, cauliflower, onion, garlic to that. So you are incorporating all those vegetables as a part of the food. Don't just give them separate vegetables. That is also main difference between here, Carly, what we do and what I've seen, our cultural difference is all the desserts, all the vegetables and everything is part of our meal. We don't just eat like a bread before and then eat only a stack of vegetables and a piece of protein separately. Everything goes together. That's why, as I mentioned to you, if somebody can make a sandwich, they can make like a cilantro or basil kind of thing and spread it on the bread, add some slices of cucumber and bell pepper and carrots and cauliflower and cabbage and all, and give children that sandwich to eat. Or instead of making a beef patty or ham slices, they can make a veggie patty and put that veggie patty in between the slices of bread. So that way children will eat vegetables. And they will get the balanced nutrition incorporating the complex carb and the vegetables and protein all together. It should not be separate, but it should be part of the whole meal.
It's very interesting. If you look from the way I grew up in South America, it's very different. And I know what you're saying, and I've also been to Europe. You know, food is more of a nurturing thing. It's more of a family uniting thing. It's an actual event, if you will. And I'm not talking about a plethora of food. I'm just talking about it. It's not shove your food down your throat and get off the table. It's like they might have the appetizer where they have olive oil to dip, a really great olive oil, and some whole grain bread where you get to dip. And or they may start with a glass of wine to cheer, and then they have their olive oil and their bread. And then they'll have their salad, and then they'll have their mixture of whatever they're having. It's very different. And I find the kids that are the most less picky eaters are the ones where their parents, even though you when you start with a baby, you don't pommel them with flavors. If you start singularly, but then you start incorporating other things, they'll be more open to eating other things. And you can use spices with kids. You just have to educate yourself in finding out what spices are safe for children. And you're not going to put a ton of it on there. You're going to maybe put a pinch. But that little pinch of spice is going to be different between a kid going, or a kid actually eating it. So what would you prefer? So I think it's just us educating ourselves. Everything doesn't need to be bland. And medicine is in our food, and we even realize we have so many, I don't even like the word medicine. It's just such a healing, there's so many healing properties to foods.
Exactly. So let my food be my medicine. It's not that something that you have, just pop the pill and food has nothing to do with your healing. As a matter of fact, food has everything to do with our healing. And I always love that Dr. Koop's quote. He said, no disease can be cured unless supplemented by right diet. But 90% of the diseases can be prevented by the right diet alone. And this diet is what we talk about, that balancing diet, incorporating all these food groups in it, all the spices in it, all the taste in it. The food becomes very colorful, it becomes very tasty, and it becomes very nourishing.
So you and I could talk forever. So yes. What I'm going to talk about too is I'm truly giving a write-up. I will also put in there a list for you guys, so you understand the glycemic. I'll give you a list of high glycemic, low glycemic fruits and vegetables that you're aware, and I'll also give you a breakdown in alkaline and acidic, because I think it's also important for people to understand. We need to have a balance of alkaline and acidic. If your diet is 80, I don't even like that word, you know me. If you're eating only acidic, it is better to have 20% acidic and 80% alkaline than it is to have a health plan that you're bombarding yourself with high carbs, high glycemic, high acid that causes disease. Disease, by the way, cannot grow in an alkaline body. It grows in an acidic one. So Now that I went on that little spiel, why don't we start talking a little bit about fruits?
Okay. Again, like, the fruits are also, fruits also have...
Oh, never mind. I'm just being silly. Go ahead.
Okay. Fruits also have a lot of vitamins. They have a lot of minerals in it. They are very tasty. Main thing, they have lots of natural sugars in it. So if you compare, if you give children fruit versus vegetables, they will naturally grab all the fruits because they are very sweet tasty. But along the fruits, eating fruit is also very, very important. As we mentioned before, eat a whole fruit instead of drinking fruit juices, because you gulp it very quickly and there are so many added sugars in the juice. There are so many added, so many unnatural things and chemical things which are not good. Instead, if you just grab one organic fruit, that will fill you and that gives you so much satisfaction when you're chewing it and your body is digesting it. Then that fruit also has a lot of fiber in it. And we talked so much about the fiber and all previously when we were talking about the grains. But fiber is very important because it strengthens our mucous membrane in our intestine and also our colon. So prevents us from getting colon cancer or those kind of things. Fiber also gives the bulk to our stools so we can eliminate all the toxins at regular interval and all. But eating a fruit as a snack. So when you start eating a fruit, naturally you don't end up eating all the junk food which is loaded with salt, which is very fried and all that. So that is a good way of maintaining your healthy weight also, just to incorporate the fruit. As we also mentioned before, you have to eat the fruit with the skin on. Wash your fruit, buy organic, eat with the skin. Second thing also I mentioned about eat the seasonal fruit, because there is so much wisdom about certain fruits are produced only during certain time. So that is also, see, eating seasonal is important. Another fruit important is also going and eating in your local fruit. There is so much news about eating local foods and all. Because, Carly, we don't realize, but there are five elements. That is the earth and water and fire, air and ether element. And all the produce are exposed to the same five basic elements like we are. And that's why when we eat food which is growing in our own environment, it is very healing. So you can taste a chili grown in California and grown in Texas. It has different effect because the weather pattern is very different. So that's why it is very important that you eat local. Then again, depending on your healing needs, suppose you want vitamin C, you can eat more citrus foods like oranges and lemons and all that. If you really need to have more kind of cell growth and healing in the body, you can eat like sweet fruits like apples or bananas. If you want more kind of cleansing fruits, you can eat like a pomegranate and those fruits. So those things, depending on what you need, is if you start incorporating all those fruits, it will be very healthy.
So a couple things I just want to, some more misnomers that people don't think we're talking about fruits. Most people think watermelon is really high glycemic. Oh my God, it's so sweet. Actually, watermelon is extremely cooling to your body. It's actually an alkaline fruit. And it doesn't raise your blood sugar like people would think. It's actually a really, really good one. Another one I'd like to address is lemons. People think lemon, ooze, pucker. It's actually alkaline. It's not acidic.
It's alkaline,
yes. Yeah. Healing to the body. We talked numerous times about doing lemon water, whether it be warm or room temperature lemon water with ginger and honey as a way of detoxing your body when you wake up and hydrating your organs. Now, here's another fruit that everyone thinks is so wonderful for you that's going to have a ton of potassium. And I'm not saying they're not good for you. I'm just saying we tend to eat whole bananas. First of all, banana is a very high glycemic fruit. It plummets your skyrocket your sugar. So if you want to have a banana, don't put a whole banana, like maybe have half a banana as a snack. But eating a whole banana, I've seen people's blood sugar go to 300. Because I've been very tied into the medical community and diabetics and pre-diabetics and insulin resistance. And we've done studies that we give someone a half banana versus a whole banana. Some of my old medical community would actually ban bananas from people. we're so taught like milk has a ton of calcium. Drink tons of milk because they want to manufacture and sell milk. It's like bananas, full of potassium. It's, you know, the rage. We need to stop thinking like that. We need to start thinking more in moderation. I'm not saying don't have bananas. I'm saying a half a banana, not a whole banana.
All this sodium and potassium and manganese and magnesium and all these are micronutrients. You don't need a whole lot of that. And that's why even if you eat a small piece of banana, that's going to give you enough potassium and all that. So you should not go overboard on these kind of fruits. And I also mentioned to you just when you mentioned about watermelon and all, I want to just tell our listeners one more Ayurvedic point, that Ayurveda has a concept like increase like. And lot of people go on watermelon diet to lose weight. Okay, and they just end up eating watermelon for breakfast, lunch and dinner and all, and they do not lose weight. Think about, hold that watermelon in your hand, and is it very light or it's very heavy? If it is heavy, it's going to make you heavy because it has a lot of water in it, and the water element is very, very heavy. The earth and water element is very heavy. So you should be eating airy fruits. You have to eat like a tiny fruits like blueberries and blackberries and cherries and all those. So if you want to become light, you have to eat light foods. If you want not to eat, be very heavy, you should be avoiding some of the heavy fruits. We have to really understand that point.
Exactly. Another couple ones that people love to eat, and I'm just tying a little with the alkaline, acidic, and glycemic levels here, cantaloupe and honeydew. They're very high glycemic. So for me, and they're sweet, so we tend to want to eat like a whole half. We have to start realizing we need to start eating fruits in moderation. Learn thy fruits and vegetables. Learn which ones are high glycemic. Learn that if you really love these fruits, you can eat them in moderation. Another one is, besides watermelon, all the dews or the cantaloupes or that family is high glycemic, high glycemic. Watermelon is the only, I would say, exception to that rule, and it is alkaline. But she's right. You have to just learn balance. We tend to be overindulgent in what we find something. And I think it's because we feel so deprived in a lot of other ways. Also, when we get a hold of something we love, and we just want to, you know, shove it in our mouths. So the more we actually take the time to be with our food and eat slower and be present, we'll eat less, be satiated quicker. So we just really need to get back to basics.
So there is a kind of a concept that you have to feel satisfied. You have to feel satiated. And when you are drinking juices and all, you don't feel that you are full because every part of your digestive system has to be utilized, has to be worked up. Then you feel, yes, I'm so full, I even don't want to eat anything in between, like zipping our lips in between. So that feeling when you are eating the whole food, whole fruit or whole vegetables and all the balanced meal, I can literally tell you, you do not feel hungry in between. Like at work, we eat this balanced lunch until 6 o'clock, I'm not eating anything. But then at 6, I'm so hungry because it's been 6 hours between I eat my lunch and I'm ready for the dinner and I'm so hungry. So if you eat like a fruit around 4 o'clock, then it kind of makes you hungry, but you are not ravenous about that eating. Because when you're so hungry, you don't think. Then you open the pantry and there is a bag of chips and bag of cookies and all that. And before you know it, the whole bag is gone. So you have to be very wise about eating those things.
So I think we've covered a lot of ground today, and I'm going to put together a really detailed blog post. And I think we will work on a few things that I will talk to you about later. That I think is going to be great. We're going to be working, just to give everyone something to look forward to. Dr. Jay and I are going to be working on re-editing a cookbook, and I think we're going to tie in some of the pieces that we've been talking about, and we are going to be looking into doing some cooking episodes, so it'll be great. So anyways, I do wish everyone a wonderful afternoon, evening, or wherever you are, and we always look forward, as you know, me and Dr. J are extremely passionate about this. We're really passionate about living a healthy mind, body, spirit lifestyle, and really being conscious of what we're eating and that we take care of the bodies that we have that while we're here. So you have to excuse our overexcitement sometimes, and we're just very passionate about it. We love what we do, And we'll always really love bringing you valuable content. If you have any something specifically you want to learn about or something that you love to, you know, just whatever it is, feel free to email me. It's always on the blog where you can reach out to us. You can reach out to Dr. J at hnwellness.com. You can also go to vetafoods.com, which is a beautiful whole grain, low-glycemic, all-natural grain foods with different spices coming out.
For sugar-conscious people.
Yes. We've created a sugar-conscious line, and the sugar-conscious line is, right now, it's 5 different products and wonderful, delicious flavors, and the base is barley. It's absolutely wonderful. And we have lots of exciting things coming up, so we look forward to sharing them with you. So good day. Goodbye for today. Thank you,
Dr. Thank you. Bye-bye.